Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm here with another review for you. And this time it is Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania. And this is a game that is a compilation of three different Monkey Ball games. In fact, the three first console releases for the Monkey Ball series. That includes Super Monkey Ball, Super Monkey Ball 2, and Super Monkey Ball Deluxe. And includes all the stages from all those games. But some of the levels have been reworked, and some of the levels, all the levels actually. Yeah, regardless of whatever mode you play on this game, because there's just a bunch of different modes. But they changed the physics a bit, and if you're super familiar with the originals, an adjustment period is going to be necessary for you. And for newcomers, you're just going to have to adjust to a control style, and you won't have too many issues there, just other than learning how to play the game. But old-timers will have to learn how to play again, and try not to get too upset that it plays differently, hopefully. But the story mode from the second game returns, which now has comic book story sequences that tell the events of the first game and the second game, respectively, but I think Super Monkey Ball Deluxe is just a series of levels and challenges. It might have some story content. I never played it, but much like Banana Blitz HD, the graphics are nice, but unlike those games, there are no boss levels. But there are a variety of new ways to play levels, through, like, such as the Gold Banana mode, where you have to collect golden bananas in a stage, all of them, in fact, to clear the stage. And then there's Reverse mode, which just swaps the starting and end points of each level, so that might be a nice challenge for those wanting it. And then there's the Dark Banana mode, where you have to avoid touching the rotten bananas. There's also a time attack mode, online leaderboards, and a photo mode. And there are some nice accessibility features in the game, as well as like a jumping mechanic, which was featured in Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz, the game I just mentioned. And a slow motion button to help you do some more difficult turns or jumps. And extended time limit and an optimal path guide. So, you know, you used to practice so you could do speed runs. So that's nice. And it also features a weird shop system where you get points for doing levels, and then you can spend those points on buying things like different characters, modes, or alternate costumes. Some of those characters include Kiryu from the Yakuza series, or other Monkey Ball games, and then there's Sonic and Tails, and Jet from Super Monkey Ball 3D is one of those Monkey Ball characters I mentioned, and Beat from Jet Set Radio. But there are also DLC characters you can buy, such as Morgana from Persona 5, or Hello Kitty, or Suizo from Monster Rancher. The only problem with these new extra guest characters is they can't be played in the main game, which I guess makes sense, but still something that people might like to do and they can't. Maybe that will get fixed later, but it's a fun enough game, and if you're a fan of the Monkey Ball series and you want to play as a bunch of interesting characters and go through your favorite levels, it's not a bad kit. With this release, I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Can't go wrong with Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania. Everybody hitting the ball. Well, that's it for now, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.